So our reading today, our gospel reading, is from Matthew, and Ian is going to read it for us.
Matthew 9:14-17. Then Jesus' disciples came and asked him, "How is it that we and the Pharisees fast, but the disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered, "How can the guests of the bridegroom mourn while he is with them? The time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them, then they will fast. No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch will tear away from the garment, making the tear worse. Neither do men pour new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the skins will burst, and the wine will run out, and the wineskins will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved."
Let's pray as we come to God's word together. Oh Lord, we thank you that you speak to us through your word. And I pray that you would speak to us this morning. I pray that we would have open ears and open eyes and open hearts ready to receive what you have for us this morning. Amen. It's quite a difficult passage this morning. And I've done a bit of wrestling with it, so I hope that that what I'm bringing today is what God is saying to us as a church right now. So something just to show you first. Do you remember these? Do you know what this is? I'm sure most people watching this do. If there's some very young people, they might not remember what this is. Of course, we don't see these very often nowadays. This is a cassette tape. This is what we used to have before Spotify. And this is what we used to have before Alexa, that we could just tell Alexa what music to play for us. And actually, this cassette, it happens to be a recording of an old sermon from New Park Street Baptist Church from 17th of March 2002, the evening service. So there you go. So it's 18 years old, this cassette tape. It's quite scary, isn't it? So I thought, well, I'll try and play you this sermon, okay? So I've got this CD player here. Yeah?
That's a great idea.
So I'm going to see if it works. Here we go. Right, just putting it in. Here we go.
You need to take it out. Oh, no.
No, it's not there.
No, it's something wrong.
There's something wrong there. It's not working. It doesn't seem to quite fit. In the seat, no, it's not going to work, is it? Disaster, it's not going to work. We all know, don't we, that new software needs a new machine and old software needs an old machine. You can't run Windows 10 on a Commodore 64. Now, some of you might not know what a Commodore 64 is. It's a really old computer that was like a big thing when I was a child. So you can't do it. You can't do it. You can't play a Blu-ray disc on a vinyl record player. You can't do it, can you? At best, it's not going to work, like with our cassette in the CD player. And at worst, it's just going to completely bust it and chew it up and wreck it, isn't it? Oh, I've accidentally started off. I mentioned Alexa and I've started Cynthia's Alexa off. Brilliant. Okay. But this is exactly what Jesus is saying in this passage, in his comments about new wine and wineskins. This is what he's saying. In Jesus' time, they didn't have nice bottles of wine like this. This is a little bottle of wine. In fact, it's the only one I could find in our house. We haven't got any normal sized ones. They didn't have bottles, so wine was kept in these kind of skins, like animal skins. And what would happen would be if you put new wine, which hadn't sort of properly fermented yet, into the old kind of brittle wine skins that were all rigid and brittle, basically they couldn't cope with all the fermentation going on inside and they would just explode, completely explode. New wine needed new wine skins, just like our new technology needs new hardware on which to play it, or you end up with a complete mess. Now, some people didn't like Jesus at the time because the things that he was saying and some of the things that he was calling people to was something new. They didn't like it. They didn't like it. They wanted him to stick with their ways, the old ways. But Jesus was something and someone new. In the person of Jesus, God had come to earth in human form. God was doing a new thing. And we heard that reading at the beginning, didn't we, from the book of Isaiah. And in the books of the prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, there's all kinds of prophecies about God is going to do something new. See, the former things I have taken place and new things I declare. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you. That's from Isaiah. The bit that John read earlier. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. This is from Jeremiah. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and the people of Judah. And this is from Ezekiel. I will give them an undivided heart and put a new spirit in them. I will remove from them their heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh. God is promising in the books of the prophets that he's going to do a new thing among them. And then here's Jesus come and he's announcing the gospel. What does the word gospel mean? It means good news. What is news? It's a new thing. It's a new thing that God is doing. And what God is doing is he's bringing the kingdom of heaven. A new age is coming. New life is being offered. And it starts with Jesus. And the Pharisees and the disciples of John the Baptist, who by this point was probably in prison, didn't like it because Jesus was not behaving in a way that they expected. They wanted him to conform to the old ways like they did. The old way was to fast and mourn because they believed that the Messiah had not yet arrived. They believed that God's kingdom had not yet come. But Jesus says, in me, it's come. In me, the new age is here. In me, the new thing is happening right in front of your eyes. Jesus calls himself the bridegroom at the wedding party. And if they're not careful, they're going to be so busy with their religious rituals that they're going to miss it. Jesus is saying that they're like the old wineskins. They're not flexible enough, not open enough for the new thing that God is doing. They're not ready to receive the good news, the new wine that he wants to pour into their lives. And what about us? Are we ready? Are you ready? Are you an old wineskin or a new wineskin? Are you a state-of-the-art brand new Chromebook or a Commodore 64? So at this point, some of you might be thinking, I'm over 70. I'm a bit wrinkly. I'm quite tired. Does that mean I'm an old wineskin? Does that mean I'm past it? I just want to say to you, no, this has nothing to do with our physical age. This is nothing to do with how old we are in our span of years. It's about readiness for Jesus. It's about the state of our hearts. It's about having a heart that is thirsty for Jesus's new life and transforming power. And that can be any age. That can be at any age. Whether you're 9 or you're 99, it's about having a heart that's ready to receive. It's about having a heart that is teachable, open to where he might be leading us. Are you teachable anymore? Or do you think you know it all? Are you ready for Jesus? Now, I'm aware that some people listening might not yet actually already know or have met with Jesus. You might have heard about him. You might like the stories about him or find him attractive, but you might not think it's anything to do with you. But maybe you're dissatisfied with your life. Maybe you're fed up of the same old, same old. We go through the motions, don't we, of the daily grind, get up, go to work, do the school run, earn enough money to have a nice holiday, start all over again, because that's what everyone seems to expect us to do. And I've just come across a lot of people who in this COVID crisis, just a completely changing direction, because it's made them stop and question their priorities and think, well, what is the purpose of all this? Why have I been doing this all these years? But there's some good news for you, because there is something new. There is a new and radical and different way of life that is open to all of us, following the Master Rabbi, Jesus of Nazareth. He wants to bring us new life, life free from the burdens of slavery to sin and addiction and money and greed and productivity and workaholism and pettiness and fear and worry and hopelessness. All we need to do is open ourselves up, give our lives over to him, say yes to him, trust him, because he is alive and real and calling us today. And he wants to download new software that will transform us into people with a purpose, people full of his spirit, becoming more and more like him. New wine, rich and full-bodied, flavoured with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. The world has lied to us and told us that if we have more money or more stuff, our lives will have purpose. The world has lied to us and has told us that if we find the perfect partner or the perfect job, then our lives will be perfect. The world has lied to us and told us that if we do all the right things and just try to be good, well, that's all right. That's not true. None of those things are true. New life, life that lasts forever, comes when we open ourselves up to the saving power of Jesus and say, yes, I want to give my life to you. You be in charge. Forgive me, Lord, for the mess I've made of things. Transform me into the person you want me to be. Download that new software and make me more like you. But most of us who are listening to this are probably people who have actually already done that, who've given our lives to Jesus a long time ago. But perhaps over time, with the stresses and strains of life or the routines of doing church every week, sometimes it's easy to become an old wineskin, to become brittle and rigid, stuck in the ways that we want to do things, thinking that what's important is keeping things going, rather than actually joining in with the amazing things that God is doing. And sometimes we forget that Jesus has called each one of us for a purpose, called us so that he can live in us, so that we can be part of his mission of blessing and healing and transforming and forgiving and bringing new life to the world. And that's true, again, whatever age we are physically. Or perhaps we've slipped back a bit into old temptations, old sins, old bad habits, old fears and worries that were part of our lives before we came to know him. We had the caterpillars a couple of weeks ago, didn't we? Well, I just want to say to you, don't turn back into a caterpillar again. Don't forget how to fly once you've learned how. Don't quench the Holy Spirit. New wine doesn't go into old wineskins. The Apostle Paul says, if anyone is in Christ, that person is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. So let's live like it. I believe that Jesus wants to do something new among us. For those who heard that talk by Lynn Green a few weeks ago, I love that picture that she gave of setting our sails to catch the wind of the Holy Spirit. And we don't know where that's going to lead us as a church. And it's not necessarily about doing a new activity or a new project or a new program. It's about being a new kind of people. People of prayer, people of generosity, people of hospitality. Jesus wants to make us new. But like I said before, you can't download Windows 10 onto a Commodore 64. You can't put new wine into old wineskins. We need to be being made new. We need to be renewed daily in our relationship with God, so that every day we're new wineskins, open and flexible to receive the Holy Spirit, to receive what God has for us that day. So let's just get practical for a moment. Tomorrow, when you wake up, Why not start the day by quietly opening up your heart to God? Read some Bible, read a psalm, read some stories from the Gospels about what Jesus did and said. Talk to him. Ask him to forgive your sins from the day before. Commit each activity of the day to God. Ask him to fill you with his Spirit, just to make you aware of his presence, to lead you, to guide you throughout the day. And as we go through each day, let's try and be conscious of his presence with us. You'll forget him, you'll get distracted, that happens all the time. But if we keep at it, if we persevere, and whenever we have 2 minutes, instead of looking at our phone or putting the radio on, I'm really guilty of that, let's lift our eyes to him. Let's just remember he's there. Let's ask him what he wants us to do with our time. Let's ask him, who do I want to speak to? What can I do? Or just say thank you to him, as Meg is doing this morning. Thank you for the small joys in our day, the beauty around us, the miracles that he's doing all around us if we actually look for them. It's called practicing the presence of God. St. Paul says, do not conform to the pattern of this world. Don't be an old wineskin, just doing the old things that everyone does or thinks that you should do. But instead, Paul says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be a new person, a new wineskin, ready to be filled and shaped by God's Spirit within us. And then we will be able to know God's will and to do it. I want to be that kind of person. I want to be a new wineskin. So, yeah, come on, church, let's do it. Let's do it. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we want to taste that new wine. We're thirsty. We're thirsty for more of you. We want to be the kind of people who have you living in us and who are able to think and speak and act out of the promptings of your Holy Spirit, out of the riches of your word, and out of the pleasure of your divine will. Lord God, we offer up our hearts and our minds and our souls and our strength to you. Help us to love you with every fibre of our being, and help us to be those new wineskins, ready to receive from you, ready to walk with you, ready to be prompted by you in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.